Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a mild morning across Israel, with clear skies expected in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. The warmth will continue throughout the day, offering a pleasant backdrop for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ma'ariv, in the past half hour, the IDF is employing a surprising solution to counter Hezbollah's explosive drones from Lebanon, which use fiber optics for operation. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the IDF eliminated Hezbollah terrorists and targeted 25 sites in southern Lebanon. This follows the interception of a drone overnight. Also, this hour, 24 News details that earlier today, President Trump paused the U.S. operation in the Strait of Hormuz, citing significant progress in talks with Iran. Separately, JNS reports that Trump's halt on the Hormuz escort plan came after a request from Pakistan, with ongoing discussions about an Iran deal. And finally, Axios notes from earlier reporting that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, a politically sensitive move for Netanyahu. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago highlighting Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's gratitude toward President Trump for his leadership in pausing operations in the Strait of Hormuz. Open Source Intel, an analyst, noted earlier today that Pakistan, Saudi Arabia and Crown Prince MBS requested the pause, viewing it as a move toward regional peace. Ariel Oseran, a correspondent, reported earlier that a missile attack on the CGN San Antonio cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz resulted in injuries among the Filipino crew. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's innovative response to Hezbollah's drone threat. As Maiv details, the IDF is tackling the fiber-optic-operated drones, making interception complex but crucial for security in the northern region. Turning to the IDF's recent operations in southern Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF's actions, including drone interception, aim to curtail Hezbollah's influence and ensure the safety of Israeli forces. Meanwhile, President Trump's decision to pause operations in the Strait of Hormuz, as I-24 News notes, signals a potential shift toward diplomatic solutions with Iran, raising hopes for regional stability. On the diplomatic front, JNS highlights the role of Pakistan in requesting the pause, pointing to possible advancements in negotiations with Iran, crucial for maintaining peace in the volatile region. And finally, Axios's report on the proposed ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon underscores the delicate balance Netanyahu must navigate, with potential implications for ongoing peace efforts in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, from Walla Business, the demolition of Eilat Central Station has begun, marking the end of an era and paving the way for a new business center. Separately, CTEC reports that Israel is re-evaluating its defense procurement strategies, balancing the inclusion of startups against established defense giants. And finally, Globes reveals that Israeli pharmaceutical giant Teva has acquired Emalex Biosciences for up to $900 million, exceeding analysts' expectations with its first quarter results. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.